AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The country's top military officer defends the phone calls he made to his Chinese counterpart before then-President Trump's election loss and after the attack on the Capitol.
An upcoming book by the Washington Post's Bob Woodward and Robert Costa describes Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley as worried about what Trump might do before leaving office and telling China's top officer he would warn Beijing in case of a U.S. attack. Milley's spokesman says the general was acting within his duties as the president's top uniformed advisor. Trump says Milley should be tried for treason if the report's true. At the White House, President Biden was asked if the Joint Chiefs chair did the right thing.
I have great confidence in General Milley.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden meets with business leaders from Microsoft, Disney, Kaiser Permanente, and others on his call for vaccine mandates for both government and private workers. Biden mentions one of the many companies requiring workers to be vaccinated.
More companies are instituting them. Even at Fox News, they require it. And I'm not being facetious when I say that, but it's interesting that they've stepped forward.
A number of people are trying to claim religious exemptions to avoid the vaccinations. An apology by FBI Director Christopher Wray to top gymnasts.
I'm sorry that so many different people let you down over and over again.
Simone Biles and other gymnasts tell a Senate committee the FBI mishandled sexual assault allegations against team doctor Larry Nassar, reported by Michaela Mulroney in 2015.
By not taking immediate action from my report, they allowed a child molester to go free for more than a year. And this inaction directly allowed Nassar's abuse to continue.
At least 40 girls and women say they were molested after the FBI knew the allegations against Nassar. He's now in prison. This is AP News. An investigation in Colorado finds a police department was racially biased.
Colorado's attorney general says a civil rights investigation, which started amid outrage over the 2019 death of Elijah McClain, has found that the Aurora Police Department has a pattern of racially biased policing. The investigation was announced in August of 2020 and was the first of its kind launched after a sweeping police accountability law passed in Colorado amid protests over the killing of George Floyd. Attorney General Phil Weiser's office is also prosecuting three police officers and two paramedics on manslaughter, criminally negligent homicide, and assault charges in McClain's death. I'm Shelley Antler.
Former Speaker of the House, Republican Dennis Hastert, and a man who accused him of child sexual abuse reach a tentative out-of-court settlement over Hastert's refusal to pay a final $1.8 million for the man's silence. Hastert went to prison for a year for illegally concealing previous huge cash withdrawals from his bank. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.